Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. We are grateful to be able to come to your place of listening today over WSOF and WAJJ airwaves. And this broadcast is for Wednesday, August the 17th. Today happens to be the birthday of my mother-in-law, Mary Johnson. And I hope that Mary has a happy birthday. We did call, Melissa and I called her this morning, wished her happy birthday. And I trust that she has a good birthday today and is blessed of the Lord. I hope you have a good day today as well. And then also hope that you'll gather in tonight and be planning on already gathering in tonight for prayer meeting service, midweek service at your local church. And invite you, if you don't have a place that you normally go to come and be with us here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Very easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road, right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. Just right off of the interstate here, Interstate 69, or otherwise known as Pennyryall Parkway, has been for years. And now the Interstate 69 exchange here, exit number 116. You'll find us out here on the left, just about a quarter mile off of the interstate. And so we'd love to have you come and be part of our services. Of course, being prayer meeting, and we've been preaching on prayer here on the broadcast and then in the church some, especially on Sunday nights. I have at least one time on Sunday morning recently, but Sunday night's pretty regular, and I want to take some time to pray. We'll do that tonight here in the house of God. We'll do that also here on the broadcast in just a moment. But as well, our midweek prayer service consists of gathering in, singing some songs of Zion, maybe have the congregational sing and a special or two, and then have time around the altar, and then the Word of God being preached. We have, some people call it Bible study, and I do try to have a subject and be dealing with the subject, and we've been looking through the book of 1 John, is what we're working on now, and working on a message, a three-part message that is dealing with you can have joy, fullness of joy. And that's what he talks about in chapter number 1 of 1 John, chapter 1. And so I hope that you'll be a part of that. You come be a part of our services tonight and be involved in that as well. All right. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And I do have a number of things to remember in prayer. Of course, we do have our special meeting coming up here next week, a week from today. We'll be starting up our missions conference. And it is a camp meeting / missions conference, Jubilee / missions conference. And we have a time together here in the house of God. We're looking forward to it, having preachers call in just about every day. And I've already had a couple that had called in and then had to cancel, had cancellations because of things that they didn't realize on their schedule. But I understand that and that those things happen. But we're looking forward to the meeting as well. I think we've got right now about 17 or 18 preachers that have told me they're going to come in. And we're looking forward to that. And hope and pray that we'll have a house full of people of God come to worship the Lord here this coming Wednesday. That's a week from tonight. And we'll start up at 5 o'clock with supper, 7 o'clock service. And then Thursday, Friday, we'll have day and night services, 10 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock at night with a meal following each of those services. And then on Saturday, a 3 o'clock p.m. service, only that one afternoon service on Saturday, 3 o'clock, and then a meal at 6. And then we're going to break and be back on Sunday morning. And then no p.m. service on that Sunday because that is our faith promise Sunday. So help us pray towards that. We got a number of missionaries as well as pastors and evangelists that are scheduled to be with us, and we're looking forward to that and trust and pray that God will meet with us and help us. Now, I do have a number of prayer requests as well besides that meeting coming up. We've got some people here in the church that certainly need our prayers. We want to keep them in our prayers. Sister Hall was in AFib yesterday. I understand that the day she's out of it, and I'm glad for that, and hope that she's getting strengthened and help on this day, that God would bless her and Brother Hall and use them for His glory and honor. And then also, Sister Elizabeth Rickard has some things we're praying about, and I'm probably not at liberty to discuss that over the radio, but do pray for them and her and Jacob and the children, and we just pray God work there according to His will and meet those different needs. And then also, Brother Cater Dockery here in the church been having some problems. And had some tests run earlier this week that's got them concerned, and they're going to have some more tests, send them to a specialist, And so we're waiting to hear word from that. Thought would yesterday and didn't. And he said if he hasn't heard today, he's going to try to make a call and find out what's going on there. But pray for Brother Cater Dockery there. His arm's been hurting him and his back and problems there, that the Lord would intervene. Then also Brother George Woodard, he's been sick, been in hospital off and on the last little bit. And I talked with him, I think it was Monday, and he said he was feeling much better. So we're grateful for that. By the way, tomorrow is Brother Woodard's birthday. And so keep him in your prayers. Pray that God strengthen him and raise him up and help him in his health and in his needs. And then special need there, again, we'll pray for Brother George, Miss Sandy, and Miss Sarah, that God would intervene and help there. And Megan and Tyler, God would work there as well. And several other needs. We've got people here that have ongoing problems. We want to ask the Lord to intervene and help. Then we're praying for sinners to be saved right here in the house of God, and then family and friends that we know outside of the house of God. We're praying for them to be saved and for them to get in church and get on fire for God. And I am praying for revival. We need a stir of revival across our land, and I really believe we need a stir of revival here in the house of God among the people of the Island Ford Baptist Church. And so I'd like for you to help us pray towards that, that God would truly revive us again. And then, of course, school started up this week. Both Christian schools and public school, I think, got started. So we want to pray. I know a lot of homeschoolers did anyway. And I'm not up to date on the public school situation as far as when they start and all that. But I know it's about time. And so let's be in prayer for those children that are in school and for their safety, and for God to just direct and help and meet those different needs. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. Thank you for your goodness, grace, and mercy that's been so abundantly and profusely poured upon us. Thank you, Lord, for being such a good God, such a wonderful Heavenly Father. I want to thank you for it. Father, I pray now that you'd meet these special needs as we've prayed. I thank you for having Mrs. Hall come out of AFib. And I pray, Lord, strengthen her today and add to her health and help her and Brother Hall and meet their needs. Father, I pray that you'd help Mrs. Elizabeth Rickard and the family there, Lord, meet the needs there as well. I pray, Father, that you'd help Brother George Woodard and his family, the needs that are there, and help him in his body. Brother Cater and the situation there, would you help that the doctors would be able to find what's going on and that they might be able to deal with it? And, Lord, that you'd get the glory and the honor. Father, I do pray that you would help my mother-in-law have a special happy birthday today. And, Lord, that you'd bless in their life and help meet those needs. And, Father, our upcoming meeting, I am praying that you'd meet with us. Lord, I ask you to meet with us tonight. How we need your presence every time we come together. And we don't take it for granted. And we don't take it lightly that we've come to meet with the Most High. And, Father, I pray that you would meet with us and that we'd sense and know your presence and power. Father, I pray for the Good Shepherd Baptist Church camp meeting coming up. The old Kentucky camp meeting, they call it there, in Smithfield, Kentucky, next week. Lord, I pray you'd bless that meeting and use it, dear God, for your glory and honor as they begin on Monday and go through Thursday. Father, I pray be with them and bless and help that meeting as well as our meeting coming up and meet the different needs. Lord, we ask it all in the lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And amen. Well, we're going to be looking in the scriptures at Luke chapter number 11 and also at Ephesians chapter number 6. Luke chapter 11 and Ephesians chapter number 6. And we'll be right back after this song with a message from the Word of God. All right, I hope that song was a blessing to you. And I believe I'll plug one in by my mother-in-law today, being her birthday. I hope she's still bubbling. And by the way, I know she is. Jesus in your heart and you'll be bubbling. Doesn't matter how old you get. Amen. Doesn't matter what goes on in this life. Matter of fact, what's old when you got eternal life? Amen. Here's my mother-in-law, Mary Johnson, singing Bubbling. Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." Well, you know that we've been dealing with the matter of prayer, preaching about some nuggets or secrets of prayer that we find in the scriptures, our Lord teaching us from his word how to pray. One of those nuggets is right here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 17 and 18. The Bible says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I'm tying together verse 17 and 18, the Word of God and prayer, praying. And I do believe those two go together. We think of them together when we think about morning devotions or evening devotions, a time of devotion. You know, it's possible to have a devotional book and no devotion. It's possible to have a time of devotions and yet not be devoted. But I want to encourage you to set aside some time. And I want to encourage you to spend some time in prayer and in Bible reading and doing those together. Now, we'll talk more about praying the Word of God later as we go on in this study. But I'm dealing primarily today, as I did yesterday and the day before, with this thing about devotions, that time of sweet fellowship and communion between the saint of God and the Heavenly Father. Perhaps I should say with the child of God and their Heavenly Father. Now, devotions are great things. I said Monday and preached on the fact that devotions beget fellowship. And we talked about in fellowship, we speak with God and God speaks with us. What a blessing and what a privilege that that is. Amen. And then yesterday we started talking about not only devotions beget fellowship, but devotions beget faith. It causes our faith to be strengthened, as Romans 10:17 talks about. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God adds to our faith. It aids our faith. We talked about the subject of our faith and the object of our faith. The fact that we need faith for all these things that we're asking God for. But our faith does not rest in our prayer. Our faith does not rest in our praying place, our praying time, our praying position, or even those that might pray with us. Our faith rests in the God of heaven, the one we're praying to, our Father, which art in heaven. That's where our faith rests. So devotions, I said, beget fellowship. And devotions beget faith. Let me say number three, devotions beget knowledge. The very nature of the Word of God is that it is light. It gives light to those that sit in darkness. Psalm 119, verse 105, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Do you need more light for your path? Get in the Word of God. Spend some time reading and studying the Word of God. Now, I'm not dealing with the fact of just reading through your Bible, and I'm not dealing with the fact of in-depth study right here in this particular sermon, but I'm dealing with the fact of reading some Scripture that God might speak to us as well as we speak to Him. Not only is the Word of God a lamp, but in Psalm 119, verse 130, it says, The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes we need additional understanding. I'm glad we can get that from God in our time of devotion. It is true that when we go to pray, the Bible gives us knowledge of some of these very important things that we need to pray about. The Bible gives us knowledge of how to pray, and it helps us in those things. And I want to look at some of these real quickly about devotions begetting knowledge. First of all, it begets a knowledge of self. You see, the Scripture is a mirror. The Scripture shows us ourselves, not as we think we are, but as we really are in true light. It shines light on what we are, who we are, where we are. It shines light on our feet to let us know where we are. It shines light on our hands to show us what we are doing and perhaps should be doing. It shines light on ourselves, where and who we are. Amen. When we get the sight of ourselves, that'll help us make things right about those things that need to be right. Amen. Have you ever been busy, gotten ready in the morning and get ready to rush out the door and realize I don't remember looking in the mirror and combing my hair? And most of you ladies probably haven't, but a lot of us men have. Matter of fact, some of you probably chuckling, saying, yeah, I saw you come to work like that, amen. And but you look in that mirror, and you can see how things are out of place. That without looking in the mirror, you did not know they were out of place. Without looking in that mirror, you thought everything was all right. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, there's a lot of things in this world that's wrong. that people don't even realize are wrong because they've never shined light. They've never looked into the scripture about those things. And by the way, just because you don't know that it's wrong, just because you say, well, it's never bothered me, does not mean that it's not wrong. If the Word of God says that it's wrong, it's wrong. It shines light, gives us knowledge of self. Let me move on. I don't want to dig in there too much, but it gives us knowledge of need as well. Not just knowledge of self, but knowledge of need. For example, the Bible will not only shine light upon the knowledge of our own need, but the Bible will shine light upon the need of other people and the work of God. It'll give us a purpose that will instruct us on how to pray. Amen. God's Word, by the way, when it shows you the need of others, not that you can talk bad about them, not that you can look down upon them, not that you can ridicule them, but that you know how to pray. Amen. God's Word gives us a better knowledge of who we should pray for, gives us a better knowledge of what we should pray for, and it gives us a better knowledge of how we should pray for these needs. And then thirdly, it gives us knowledge not only of self and of need, but it gives us knowledge of God. And buddy, I could spend the rest of the program talking about that, the knowledge of God that we get from a time of devotion. The Bible is not, although it is a mirror that shows me, the way I see me and my faults and my failures and my shortcomings is that the Bible shows me God. You see, the Bible's not written about man in particular. The Bible's written about God. In the beginning, it starts out talking about God. It tells us what God did. It doesn't explain to us where God came from. Doesn't need to. Just the fact that He is. Amen. But the Bible reveals us God. It reveals us not only the fact that there is a God. It reveals to us how to get to God. It reveals us how to have a relationship with God. It reveals us how to remain in fellowship with God. And I could go on and on and on in talking about these things that the Bible reveals us about God. You see, this knowledge of God is really the knowledge we need above all other knowledges. There's other things maybe we crave. There's other things maybe that people long to have. But the knowledge of God is the most important thing in your life. Amen. One of the situations and one of the burdens that we have for the heathen is the fact that they live and die in their sin and they go to hell without the knowledge of God. They need to know God. They need to know about God. They need to know how to get to God. Amen. Amen. Now, only those that really know God can ever become mighty prayer warriors. We're talking about prayer. We're dealing with this importance of devotion and prayer, Bible reading and prayer. The Bible will give us knowledge of God. One of the things I love about the Bible and that increases our faith in the Bible is that it shows us God's answer to prayers throughout the Bible. It shows us the mighty power of prayer in the Bible. It shows, and here's a very good illustration. James talks about Elijah being a man of subject like passions as we are. Elijah was no superman. He was no super saint. He was just a man. But he prayed, and God shut up the heavens and it didn't rain for the space of 3.5 years. And then he prayed again. And God sent a mighty rain. Hallelujah. That gives me encouragement that I can pray to God in this dry day we live in. I can call on God, believe God, trust God, beg God, and might very well see God send rain. A mighty rain. Amen. I'm talking about prayer warriors now, but only those that really know God can ever become a mighty prayer warrior. So what we need to do, we need to seek enlightenment from the Word of God before we seek the throne of God. We need to ask God to give us the Word that it might direct our path, and our path leads us to that private place, that secret place, to call on God for the needs that we have today. Well, I'm going to have to break in right there. Didn't get near as far as I intended to, but we'll pick it back up tomorrow. May God bless you.